keeping you informed all weekend from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV. AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on the Inflation Reduction Act. Fifth District Congressman Bob Good was on WCHV Radio and told us that there was good news regarding at least one part of the bill.
We got one amendment today, Joe, that we're going to put forward today. At least just strip out the hiring of the 87,000 IRS agents. It'd be interesting to see if one Democrat will support that amendment.
The fifth anniversary of the riots in Charlottesville was commemorated quietly across the city. Congregate Charlottesville held a walking vigil.
Everyday people need to think about what it is that they can do in their sphere of influence in order to have the same influence as the folks that were here on A11, A12.
The University of Virginia Student Council Executive Board called on the university to donate $1 million in funding to the plaintiffs in the Sines v. Kessler lawsuit and called on the UVA student body to donate to Congregate Seville's Flash Fund. And U.S. Attorney Chris Kavanaugh, who represents the Western District of Virginia, released this statement. The United States Department of Justice joins Charlottesville's community in remembering and honoring those who suffered, the 30 injured Heather Heyer, Virginia State Police Lieutenant Pilot Jay Cullen, and Trooper Pilot Burke Bates. My office will continue to hold accountable anyone who engages in violence motivated by racism, bigotry, or other forms of hatred.
The Charlottesville Police Civilian Oversight Board, or PCOB, has launched their online complaint portal. The portal would allow community members to file complaints against the employees of the city's police department. The PCOB will also be launching a survey to gain community insight on their experiences with the Charlottesville Police Department.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny skies today, a beautiful day, low humidity, a bit of a breeze, highs in the lower 80s, skies clear to partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows around 60. We're partly cloudy on Sunday, stray afternoon showers possible with highs again in the lower 80s, showers, maybe some thunderstorms on Monday, highs around 80 degrees.
I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.